Rex.
Morning, guys.
Hey, I wanted to ask you just specifically, I think you are as intimate as any coach has been with Darrell Revis in the time you spent with him, and you understood his importance. I think up here we're starting to get an understanding of just how incredible he is. Can you speak to what you've seen from him since he's been with the Patriots this year?
No. I'm just going to go yes and no answers the whole time. How's that? No, I'm just kidding. He's, you know, obviously he's a great player, and everybody knows it. You know, and you know, I'm sure everybody realized that. You know, the day he showed up there, I find it hard to believe that that people are just now recognizing the talent. I don't. That's probably not. Not real accurate.
Well, I'm just saying it's absurd how good he is, and to the point where he's altered their defense to a great extent. As good as Tlaib was, I think Darrell has done something more measurable, and it's made their offense have a little bit more leeway. Would you ever consider, when he was with you or even this year, as him being one of the most valuable players in the league?
Oh, I don't know about that. If I comment on him, then I'll get in trouble commenting on somebody else's player. So I'll just say he's an excellent player and let the experts figure out where he belongs in that discussion.
Rex, on film, can you see him more comfortable or a difference between now as opposed to back in early October when you started getting ready for him the first time?
Well, I think their whole defense has changed quite a bit since the last time we played him. You know, they brought in a couple of big guys. Obviously, you know, Chandler Jones never played against us, tremendous player. But, you know, the coverages, I'm recognizing, you know, a lot of different coverages that they haven't really played in the past that they're playing now.
Rex, with your team's record, what it is, and the end of the season on the horizon now, do you have to worry at all about your players' effort or preparation this week?
No, I don't ever have to worry about them, regardless of who we play.
I guess, do you guys feel also like you still have a lot to play for and a lot to prove the last 2 weeks?
Well, we're professionals, and we get a chance to play a game, and it's a game that we love, and we're going to play it to the very best of our ability.
You said they're playing a lot of coverages that you haven't seen before. Does Revis's presence allow?
Well, no, I've seen them before. I just haven't seen them play it.
Right, I guess I was over.
You know, a lot of them.
I guess that was understood, I had hoped. But do you see them doing that as a result of Revis's presence?
I don't know. I think you probably had to, you know, ask them. I think they'd be the ones to be able to tell you that. Because, you know, they're with Darrell every day. I'm not.
Yeah, they're pretty close-mouthed up here. So I was hoping.
Oh, okay. I never realized that.
Rex, specifically on the coverages, are you referring to more man coverage that they're playing? I'm trying to think back to that October 16th game, but I can't remember, you know, coverage-wise, what they showed you in that game. What specifically were you referring to with the different coverages that you're seeing from them?
No, there's a couple of different ways of playing man coverage and things, but they're starting to do you know, some different things, you know, in the man. It's kind of hard to explain. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we recognize it and things like that. So it's, you know, and they're doing a good job, obviously, of it.
Rex, how tough has this season been on you with the record and some of the things swirling about what's going on inside the team?
Well, anything that's swirling around inside our team, I'm proud of this team. We got nothing, you know. Some guys, you know, reports probably as far off as any I've ever seen. But it's, you know, this team is tight. And, you know, our record's the only thing that stinks. You know, we got a great group of guys that care, that prepare, practice hard. And, you know, it's just obviously unfortunate that our record is what it is. But it has nothing to do with the type of character in this room.
Rex, how do you view your place in this Patriots-Jets rivalry?
Where my place is?
Yes.
I have no idea. You know, I mean, it's you know, we all know what's getting ready to happen in this game, and we know it's that both teams give their maximum effort against each other. You know, I don't think either team particularly likes each other, but it's on. And regardless of what the record is, we could be playing for first place or whatever. But it's, you know, it's the same thing, same effort always. It's a, it's usually a close game, and it's usually a you know, a physical game.
I know that that they don't like you. How come you don't like them?
Well, I mean, the reason, no, I respect the heck out of them, but, you know, they always have. That's 6 years in a row that they won the, you know, won the division and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, you're, it's not, you know, you're a little envious, I guess, but, you know, it's what it is. I mean, they're the ones that you chase and things like that. It's, you know, we respect them, you know, a great deal. I mean, they're led by a Hall of Fame, you know, quarterback and a Hall of Fame coach. So they're hard to beat, and we recognize it, but that doesn't mean that, you know, that we'll take our rightful place underneath them. That's not happening. I mean, we're here to, you know, to beat them. I mean, that's our mentality every time we play them, or anybody else for that matter. But, you know, they're going to get our best shot, and we're going to get theirs. We understand that about each other.
Rex, Bill Belichick talked today about how he has a handful of players on his defense that are both able to both rush the passer and drop into coverage. How difficult or what kind of stress does that put on an offense when you have six or seven guys on a front and you don't know which one's coming and which ones aren't?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, obviously, you know, sometimes hard to identify and things like that. And that's really what the league's going to. You're trying to get these players with that have those kind of abilities and things like that. That's, you know, it's certainly not a new concept.
Rex, I know that when things were ending for Revis in Tampa, that there was an interest on his part to find out, you know, where he was going to go next on the Jets, and you were involved, at least in his mind. Are you disappointed that it didn't work out, and how much different would things have been had he ended up in green?
You know, I'm not going to, you know, touch that. We've gone there. That's, you know, I'll focus on the players that are here and you know, obviously he's a tremendous player, and he's playing for a different team right now. So, you know, I'm not going to, you know, say this or that about it.
Rick, you paid.
I'll take one more.
Sure. You paid Bill Belichick a high compliment just in this call, referring to him as a, you know, a Hall of Fame coach. I'm curious over the last six seasons, how much you've sort of relished competing against him twice a year, matching wits and faring well at times, thinking about the playoff game in 2010, even this year, that game was right there for you. Just how much you've relished the idea of matching, you know, X's and O's and wits with him.
Yeah, I don't know how I fared that way with him, but you know, you like to be, as a competitor, you like facing the best, and that's what he is. So, you know, obviously, I like doing that just as any competitor would. So it's no different. You know, I obviously wish I had more success against them, but, you know, they do a tremendous job in all phases of the game. And you know, like I say, they're a really well-coached football team, and, you know, his assistant coaches are outstanding as well. So, and they've been around a long time with him. But obviously it's a huge challenge, but, you know, yeah, to say that as a competitor and all that type of stuff, yeah, absolutely. I enjoy, you know, the preparation and you know, the battles against them.